This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi, Why Not Mint Money is a daily podcast on personal finance that helps you get smart about managing money. We help you understand basic money concepts to keep you from making bad money mistakes. Why Not Mint Money is your one-stop solution to money matters. So, let's get started. Welcome to your money journey.
At a time when mutual funds have rewarded investors in a big way, the only asset class that has delivered negative returns over the past 1 year is gold. Despite this, holdings in Indian gold exchange-traded funds have hit their highest level since September 2013. Hi, I'm Abhinav Paul, and in this episode of Why Not Mint Money, I spoke with Chintan Mehta, Associate Director, Capital Markets and Asset Allocation at Morningstar Investment Advisor, India, to get his views on gold's outlook. Gold funds deliver returns that are more or less in line with the returns provided by the yellow metal. Therefore, the performance of such schemes has been poor since the prices of the commodity has been on a downward spiral. Chintan, gold is the only asset class to be in the red on a yearly basis. Why this asset class has been underperforming?
Let us first understand what drives the price of gold as an asset class. Gold doesn't produce cash flows, so it can't be valued. Or said another way, its price varies based on something other than its ability to provide investors with future cash flows. Factors like demand-supply dynamics and risk-on or risk-off investor sentiment typically drives the value of gold. Right before the current equity market rally, gold performed extremely well in the first half of 2020 as the global economy was witnessing growth contraction. The safe haven appeal for gold as an asset class was high to drive its prices as investors moved away from risky assets like equity. This is largely since the price of gold is independent of other asset classes, which also means that gold has generally performed well during periods of market stress or volatility. As the COVID situation improved globally, the economy opened up, and this fueled risk-on sentiment among investors as they returned to the equity markets, reducing safe haven appeal for gold and thus its price.
In the recent past, gold funds have started to garner interest, with gold exchange-traded funds attracting Rs. 446 crore in September 2021. Chintan, has the tide started to turn in favor of gold?
Historically, gold is broadly uncorrelated to other major asset classes. That said, it has created a reputation for excelling during periods of significant market declines and periods of unusually high market volatility. During several market waves of panic, gold has posted significant better returns and in some cases has even notched positive total returns during periods of steep losses in equity markets. Basis this, we can expect gold as an asset to return in favor if equity markets undergo another bout of volatility. Also, another factor that can work in favor of gold is the surge in global inflation, as gold is often being regarded to provide a hedge against inflation.
So what kind of returns one can expect from gold going forward?
Difficult to put a return estimate for gold as it doesn't generate any cash flows which can be valued. Gold is also regarded as a hedge against inflation over the long term. So one can expect it to deliver returns close to inflation or slightly above it. For Indian investors, gold has historically acted as a currency hedge as well. The price of gold is determined in international markets in dollar terms and converted to Indian rupee besides local duties being applied. In simple terms, if the rupee depreciates versus the US dollar, the price of gold in the domestic market would rise.
Positive returns or not, experts believe that gold serves as a protector as well as wealth creator and thus needs to occupy some part of investors' portfolio. That's it for now. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening in. We're also available on livemint.com. And if you're old school, then do pick up a copy of Mint for some insightful coverage. If you have any questions you want us to address, do reach us out at HT Smartcast. We are present on Twitter, Facebook, and Insta. And if you want to connect over email, write in to us at mintmoney@livemint.com. Until next time, it's bye-bye.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.